With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening as we explore the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. The images of Christ as both Lamb and Shepherd are a key and pervasive understanding within the Christian faith, and they've provided composers, psalmists, and poets across the centuries with inspiration for words and music. On today's program, we'll listen to some wonderful music that employs those images with pieces by Spanish composer Cristobal Morales, as well as Frank Martin, John Rutter, Dom Paul Benoit, and others. We'll begin with J.S. Bach's chorale prelude on the German setting of the Agnus Dei, O Lamm Gottes unschuldig. Bach's setting corresponds to the three verses of the chorale, with each repetition receiving a different treatment of the tune. The first two sections are for keyboard only, with the pedal outlining the melody in the third verse. Renee Anne Loupret performs on the organ of Trinity College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
Renee Ann Luprette played the chorale prelude O Lamm Gottes from the great 18 chorales of Johann Sebastian Bach on the organ of Trinity College, Cambridge. Next, we'll hear a choral setting of the same chorale on which Bach's prelude is based. Nikolaus Decius, one of the earliest of Lutheran composers, is credited with both words and music, here translated into English. Lamb of God is performed by the Concordia Choir, directed by Renee Clausen. The arrangement is by F. Melius Christiansen. Lamb of God, as arranged by F. Melius Christiansen, was sung by the Concordia Choir, with Renee Clausen directing. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The image of Christ as Lamb of God is especially prevalent at Easter, when he's portrayed as the paschal victim triumphing over the grave. The hymn At the Lamb's High Feast is a wonderful Easter text from the 17th century Latin, translated by Robert Campbell. The tune Salzburg was composed by Jakob Hintze, and here is harmonized by J.S. Bach. Thomas Foster leads the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills.
Thank you.
The choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang the hymn At the Lamb's High Feast, led by Thomas Foster, with Craig Phillips accompanying. It's hard to fathom the vast number of musical settings of Psalm 23 composed over the centuries, many to original melodies, some arranged as metrical hymns, and some set to familiar tunes. Our next selection is an arrangement by Jack Noble White, which pairs the familiar words of the psalm with the traditional Irish tune, Londonderry Air. George Ellis Mims leads the choir of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston in this performance.
Thank you.
The Lord is My Shepherd, set to the tune Londonderry Air by Jack Noble White. The choir of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston was led by George Ellis Mims. The Good Shepherd image refers to a passage in the Gospel of John where Jesus portrays himself as a shepherd who lays down his life for his flock. Dom Paul Benoit, a French monk active in the early 20th century, composed a piece for organ titled The Good Shepherd, in which we can hear strains of a shepherd piping in the fields. Todd Wilson plays the organ of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Todd Wilson played a piece titled The Good Shepherd by Dom Paul Benoit. He performed at the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Cristobal de Morales is probably the least known of the great Spanish Renaissance composers, which include Tomás Luis de Victoria and Francisco Guerrero. His music is no less significant, however, as his music marks something of a transition from Spain's more insular nature to being part of a larger European Renaissance culture. His Misa Mil Regrets is based on a secular chanson of Josquin and demonstrates some of the expressive nature of Josquin's music and that of other Franco-Flemish composers of the day. From the Misa Mil Regrets, we'll listen to the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. It's beautifully performed by the Schola Cantorum of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, led by Jeremy Filsell.
Thank you.
The Agnus Dei from Misa Mil Regrets by Spanish Renaissance composer Cristobal de Morales. Jeremy Filsel led the Schola Cantorum of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, D.C. One of the most popular settings of the 23rd Psalm in recent years is John Rutter's composition from 1978, 40 years ago. Originally conceived as a standalone anthem, he later included it as the central movement of the Requiem he composed in 1985. With its lovely oboe obbligato and beautifully spun-out melody, it foreshadowed much of the harmonic and melodic style which we've come to know as Rutter's trademark sound. We'll hear The Lord is My Shepherd from an early recording by the Cambridge Singers. John Rutter conducts, and they're accompanied by the City of London Sinfonia.
Thank you.
John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia in his own setting of the 23rd Psalm, The Lord is My Shepherd. Quentin Poole was oboe soloist. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. It's something of a miracle that we even know the ethereal music of Frank Martin's Mass for Double Choir. It was a piece that he felt was too personal to share publicly. He composed it as a devotional experience between him and God. It lay securely in a drawer for 40 years before an intrepid conductor and scholar came across it and asked the composer's permission to study and perform it, which he did. It's an exquisite work, and we'll listen to the concluding Agnus Dei, performed by the Arcadian Singers of Oxford University. Matthew O'Donovan conducts. Agnus Dei from the Mass for Double Choir by Swiss composer Frank Martin. The Arcadian Singers of Oxford University were led by Matthew O'Donovan. The chant Victimae Paschali Laudis for Easter celebrates the victory of the Paschal victim, or sacrificial lamb, in the person of Christ. Early 20th century French composer and organist Charles Tournemire famously improvised on this chant for a live recording in 1930. It was only through the painstaking reconstruction of the piece by his student Maurice Durufle, on listening to the recording innumerable times, that we have it in published and playable form. A spectacular improvisation, wonderfully performed here by Caitlin Emerson on the organ of the Church of the Advent in Boston.
Thank you.
The choral improvisation on Victime Paschali Laudis by Charles Tournemire was performed by Caitlin Emerson on the organ of the Church of the Advent in Boston. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music exploring the image of Christ as Lamb and Shepherd. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.